Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. And beloved, God is in the miracle-working business, and perhaps one of the greatest miracles He ever does is that is changing us into a new creature in Christ through salvation and believing on Jesus Christ as our Savior. But also, He is well able to transform our personalities. You may, for years before you were saved, had a habit pattern. I know some people like this who are just constantly negative and cynical. God can change that. And, you know, our guiding star, our anchor, the things that should hold steady our lives is what God's Word says. Now, we all have seasons. There's times we're really feeling wonderful in the Lord. There's no problems. And other times, you know, especially if someone's really joyful and cheerful, and oh, it can be so grating on your nerves because you're anything but. I remember years ago, we used to have service in San Jose, and I was leading songs, and I was not in the very best place. So, I mean, I was obedient, and I, you know, I didn't expose where I was really at, but I was down in the Molly Grubs, as my husband used to say, and we would sing, "Joy, joy, joy, in my heart is ringing," and it was like, okay. I remember once I was really tired, and I just didn't want to stand up. I always stand up when I praise God, and it was like, stand up, go on, and so I did, and oh, it was wonderful. As I began to praise God, it was like the heaviness that I was in just lifted. And beloved, if you didn't catch yesterday's broadcast, we're talking about being fully alive in Christ. That's what God wants for us. And yet, as I said, if we're going through a very difficult trial, sometimes it's really difficult to hear, you know, someone that's really just bouncing around and praising God. You know, it's just, you know, it's like someone singing songs to someone when the first thing in the morning. There's something like that in Proverbs. Anyway, even Peter addresses that. You know, in that very first chapter of Peter, he says, verse 6, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice." And what is he talking about? Because we're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And we are certainly in those last times. But what does he say? "Wherein greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations." You know, Jesus understands. There, you know, in the garden, his soul was, he was being pressed like in a wine press, the grief and sorrow of his heart, he sweat great drops of blood. Beloved, Jesus, he's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. So don't start kicking yourself around if you're not on top of the world, but renew. I mean, you have to deal with issues, whatever the problems may be. You have to deal with temptations. No one else is going to do it for you. They can pray for you. But again, it's our actions, our decisions that make a difference whether or not we're going to walk in defeat or victory. And, you know, prayer for one another is so very important. I understand the importance of prayer, beloved. That's why this ministry since its inception has been a ministry of prayer. And so, beloved, I'm just encouraging you not to understand what God's Word says. And if you've listened any length of time, there are seasons in our lives. Sometimes there's prolonged and even extended seasons of sickness or of trial with loved ones or marriage difficulties or whatever it might be, problems with the children, difficult situation at work. We go through difficult times, but I love that some preacher said, everything comes to pass. That's the way our lives are. And so But the point is, we have to be so firmly rooted in our spirit, understanding God's word, that we're not going to be moved. We know that praise is the answer, that trusting God is the answer, that faith is the answer. Having said all that, let's get to the message. Well, we're talking about the second chapter of Ephesians. And basically, the Apostle Paul describes two conditions in this chapter, the one in which every Christian was or used to be. And of course, that's the condition of being unsaved. And for a few moments, let's just look at that was like to be unsaved. What does he say in verse 1? "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin." We breathed earth's air just like the unsaved walking around. They're vital. They have the appearance of life. They carried on daily activities as they know to do and as we knew to do. But yet spiritually, we were dead. We didn't even understand what that means. I have a friend who just gets so distraught at some of the statements of some politicians. And I just say, my friend, I have said this over and over, their minds are darkened. The God of this world has blinded their eyes. Their minds are darkened. They can't understand because they don't have the light of understanding that comes with being born again. I mean, even in simple things, they could be extremely intelligent and bright individuals, highly educated. But unless you're saved, you just don't really get things spiritually. And so we were dead. And we were the children of death. We lived and were under the heavy yoke of sin. He says in verse 2, "Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world." Can any of you relate to that? I know I can. 10 years. "According to the prince of the power of the air and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." And so we lived as servants, as slaves. We were controlled slaves to our sinful flesh nature. I mean, we might try self-discipline or just, you know, really making up our minds, but, you know, we never succeeded. Why? Because we were trying to do it ourselves, and we were children of hate and wrath. Let me read verse 3, "among whom also we had our conversation in times past in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." Now, these things that we go through, the sorrow, the hatred, the anger, the strife, the divisions, the sickness, those are what the devil gave to the human race because of our first parents' sin. And listen to what Satan made of mankind because he disobeyed the living God. I'm going to go to verse 12. "That at time past you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel," the church of God. He's speaking, you know, of those who believe and trust, "and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world." So we were without Christ, we were aliens, we were strangers, we were without hope, we didn't have God. But, verse 13, "but now in Christ Jesus ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Jesus." We were very far from God. Some of us didn't even care about God, didn't want to know about God, and we were definitely out of fellowship. And verse 16, "and that he might reconcile both," he was speaking now of the Jews and Gentiles, "unto God in one body by the cross." That's the new man I was sharing about on yesterday's broadcast, that basically there's no Jew or Greek, no Gentile or Jew. We become a new man. So Jews don't become Gentiles, and Gentiles don't become Jews. We become a new man. That was my understanding of what he means by a new man. Obviously, Paul was a brilliant example, highly educated, trained in the scriptures. Paul was an erudite Jew, but his heart was grieved for the Jewish people that didn't believe, but he spoke to all of mankind, he was not coming as a Jew. He spoke about the law being our taskmaster, as it was for them. You know, even the Ten Commandments, we can't fulfill the Ten Commandments in our own strength. It's got to be the Spirit of God. And so we were therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. We were foreigners in the earth that God had created, and now, beloved, it will occur when Jesus returns, but he gave man dominion over the earth. And you know what, beloved? He's never changed that. He hasn't changed his original plan. When Jesus returns, he's going to set up his kingdom. There'll be no wars. There will be provision. There will be plenty. It'll be a wonderful, wonderful time. The lion will lay down with the lamb. Isn't that an exciting thing for you animal lovers there? We'll even get to talk to our pets, maybe, don't you think? I don't know. We'll all see. Anyway, 1 Thessalonians 4:1 tells us that we should walk before this world as a light unto a dark world, because we ought to please God rather than ourselves or man. If we live only for ourselves, we cannot please God. By human nature, we live only for ourselves. People are selfish, and one of their gods is the flesh life or old life, and that is self, the predominance of self. Well, that's as far as we've gotten today, and we will just pick up right here tomorrow. We're still looking at where God's brought us from. And if anyone's listening who hasn't accepted Jesus, he's calling your name. All you have to do is turn from your past life of sin, open your heart to receive Jesus as your Savior, and he will come in, and you will be born again into God's wonderful family and the kingdom of God. Praise God. Well, beloved, if you have needs, and we all have needs, beloved, we are a needy people. There's nothing wrong with that, because God meets all of our needs according to his riches and glory, according to his wisdom. Sometimes he doesn't give us immediately, or even sometimes what we ask for, because he knows it's not going to be good for us. But there is a real powerful dynamic in prayer. And so I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I personally read and answer the mail. I love you. And until tomorrow's broadcast, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.